This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I remember before I started P90X and wondering why I felt like I had low energy. And, you know, you take your shirt off, you're working out, you're not as strong as you want to be, and P90X came to me and offered me a chance for 3 months to totally commit. Listen, I'm a busy guy. I've got the radio show, the TV show, I'm writing a book, now I'm married, 6 kids, some my own, some not. I don't have time to drive. I don't have time to be on the road. But I get home every night. You flip on P90X, a real workout. It was challenging. They don't sugarcoat it. You got to put in the work. I love how they're committed to better nutrition. You got to eat right. They talk about it, think about it, write about it, and force you to do it from all the right angles. I come home, put in the P90X when I just want to look and feel better and get a little tighter. Order P90X completely risk-free for the entire 90 days by calling 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-7909. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin. P90X.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith. Skip pass knocked away by Ritschka. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Hit that Husker open. Oh, wait, no. See, Merritt's just way too wired.
Hey, Doug, take it.
No, we're not talking Huskers.
Okay.
We're not talking Huskers to start the show today because here's what I want to do. We're not going to do like 2 minutes of Huskers and then do Merck and Morris and break it up. So we're going to talk with probably the thing I think is the weirdest thing is the team that probably played the best this weekend is the one of the three that lost. And that's Hastings College to the number one team in the country in Sioux Falls. We'll be talking with Paul Merkowitz about that. UNK, their offense struggled, although they ran the ball well. So we'll talk to Daryl Morris, see what the story is. Quarterback Jake Spitzelberger had a bad day. But they won the ball game 13-6. And I guess in the RMAC, you're just never used to scores being that way. If one team's bad, you blow them out. But you don't hardly ever see low-scoring games in the RMAC conference. I think it's UNK's lowest since like 2002 or something like that. And then we will have our Husker breakdown coming up about 20 past the hour today as we talk about what went on and what didn't go on and all the Husker fans that either are panicked or not panicked, what a difference a week makes. So South Dakota State could beat Washington? Is that the story?
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
But
they're still sixth in the country, so everybody loves us. It's time for our Mondays with Merck and Morris. We got a lot more to talk about on the show today. But as we always do, we start our program off talking about the weekend that was in football. And Mondays with Merck and Morris are brought to you by Five Points Bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. Their growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years, unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They're also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank, the better bank. And coming off their 12th consecutive conference win and moving up two spots to number 17 in this morning's new Division II coaches poll, UNK 3-1. Coach Daryl Morris back with us. Coach, great to catch up with you again.
Hey, good morning, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, 13-6, as we talked about, as you heard, you're not used to seeing those kind of scores. You guys went in a little banged up, but you couldn't move the ball like you usually do through the air, and I assume that had something to do with it. Your overall thoughts on the game?
Well, you know, we're glad to come out of the game with a win, and going into the game, we were not surprised that we had the kind of game that we had, and we're not surprised that Western State was able to do some of the things they did to us. They're an improving football team. Coach Stewart has been at it for, I think this is his fifth year now, and he's got better players, and they're a better football team. They were excited to be at home. They had a record crowd homecoming. altitude. We're banged up. We're short of guys. A lot of things were in their favor, but we found a way to win, and that's why we're still a good football team.
Darryl, you say they're improved. It sounded like the defensive backfield much improved. They just blanket covered Kyle Kizer from start to finish. It sounded
I think the fact that they did that, and they also, you know, once Ryan Skog went down and was not playing, and Riley Newcomer was in and out, and we were down to a guy on that they couldn't even find on the depth chart. I think they figured out that okay, you know, we got here's their weapon, and we got to take him out of the game, and they were able to do that. So. You know, it was a difficult game for us, but again, it's a game we can use down the road. You know, because again, our kids had everything stacked against them and still came out with a win.
We're talking with UNK head football coach Darryl Morris here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jake, 9 of 30. Daddy talked about covering a Kyle who had 4 of those catches. I guess just break it down, Jake's performance a little more.
Well, I think Jake struggled to really get a grasp of what kind of game we were in. We were in a ball control game. We needed to move the chains. We needed to throw first downs. We needed to throw some underneath routes, which were there and open. I think Jake got pressing. I think he's getting a little irritated with himself that he's missed Kyle Kizer a couple times, and he missed him a couple times on Saturday when he was open, had a step on a defender, and again overthrew him by a half a foot or whatever. So I think Jake pressed a little bit. We continually talked to him on the sideline about throwing the underneath routes. Let's move the chains. Let's keep the defense off the field. Let's get the ball. Let's get field position back in our favor. Western's punter did a phenomenal job for them, and he just struggled with that all evening. He never really got in the flow of the game.
Well, Darryl, I guess if it is a positive, you hold them down on defense. Defense must have played awfully well.
They did. I mean, again, you hold a modern-day football team, but no touchdowns, 2 field goals, and they had field position advantage for most of the ball game. Our defense, especially at 7,000 feet, there was a lot of guys tapping their hats, man. They wanted out. But, we only got so many, so they had to stay there and play, and they played well.
Darryl Morris is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as UNK improves to 3-1 in the conference. Gets that road victory. Coach, some other spots that you looked at on film and maybe don't show up on a stat sheet. I know I don't want to talk about the negative. I mean, you did have a block extra point, but I mean, there had to be some positives that maybe we don't normally talk about.
Well, again, we did rush the football for 257 yards, and we have an All-American tailback that wasn't in the game, so we had some kids step up for that. Western State does have 3 very good defensive linemen, and they bring a tremendous amount of pressure, and it is a quiz every time you snap the football as to where they're coming from, how they're coming, and they're zigging and zagging going on all over the place. So it's a daggum zoo when you're playing those guys. And I felt our kids did a nice job of being able to really punch the football and take it down the field. We went 91 yards and 10 plays or something and punched it in and went. So offensive line, I thought, played well in that respect to be able to do that, again, with limited numbers. So, that was positive. And then again, they threw some passes. We bent on defense, but we had kids making plays, 2 interceptions, and both of them really good catches on our part. So, we did the job.
Coach, the way you're responding here this morning, you kind of maybe not even in the back of your mind kind of thought that this was possible?
Tough ball game?
Yeah, this type of a ball game, a low-scoring game?
I tell you what, I was the least surprised guy in the stadium on Saturday, to be honest with you. And they've always played us tough in Gunnison. That is a legitimate advantage to them to bring people out of 2,000 feet or whatever we are here at Nebraska up to 7,000 feet with 52 travel men on a roster. That's a legitimate advantage to them. So, I knew it was going to be a battle, and I'm just proud as heck of our kids to be able to find a way to win it. A win is a win is a win.
Darryl, you bring up your All-American tailback that's not with you. That's Rustin Dring. Lisa's been out. When do you get some of these kids back?
That's a good question. We're hoping that – we hope that Brendan or Rustin might be back for Shadron, but that's just the medical people maybe saying that. We're hoping that Brendan Lease might be able to go this week, but we haven't been told that for sure. But we're still missing Shane Carehair, who's been out for a week and a half now, or 2 weeks, or longer, I guess, the Wayne game. So, there are some guys that we desperately need to get back to practice. So right now I think the best shot we have is to get Brendan Lease back for this week's ball game against Adams State.
And Darrell, three sacks for Mason Brodeen. He's now the all-time sack leader at UNK.
Not surprised. Mason's a phenomenal player, and he runs by my guys on the offensive line in practice all the time. So hats off to Mason. He's been a great player for us, and we need him to continue to play defense that way.
Adams State is this weekend. Your return home. Scouting report on them.
Adams State right now, if you go back, Shattern State had them 14-10 in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left and scored a very late touchdown after they fumbled the ball. They had a guy pick it up and run it in for a touchdown. So they're beating Pueblo 3-0 at halftime. Nobody is scoring points on Adams State's defense. They are very good defensively, a little suspect offensively, but a good football team. And, again, I look for a defense very similar to what we just got done playing this past Saturday.
Well, Darrell, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck and get them healthy.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Take care, Coach. Coach Darrell Morris joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as he does Mondays to break down UNK football, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. Managing a football game. We heard Sean Watson talking about it last week about the Huskers offense last year. I think that's maybe what they were trying to do on Saturday. And you know what, Tony? They haven't had to worry about that for a long, long time, managing a football game when maybe you just don't have enough players because of injury or lack of talent or lack of depth, whatever you want to point at. There's a whole bunch of different ways, and they had to come out, and this is a 6-6 game at halftime.
Yeah, you know, and let's be honest, you look at the scores before this, I added it up, 159-29, that team had been outscored. Now, they were all on the road, they're excited to get home, excited in front of the record crowd, it sounds like.
Well, one of those was like against Montana.
Well, right, it was 72-13 or something, but nonetheless, you know, you look at those scores and you go, wow, this is a team UNK is going to, you know, should be one of those 52-14 games we see often in the RMAC.
I was going to joke with Darrell. I said, man, how'd you get from Gunnison to Lincoln so quick?
Yeah,
I mean, I stood right there at the tunnel on the field before Saturday night's game, right where South Dakota State runs onto the field after Nebraska came out on the tunnel walk. I went, hey, UNK. I mean, that's what it reminded me of. As big as they were, the number of kids that were there, obviously the uniform color, and what a great number of fans that they brought sprinkled throughout the stadium. So UNK gets the win. Adams State at home this week at 1 o'clock and with no Husker game. And Hastings going to be on the road. That's the place to be if you want to watch some football. Well, Hastings was at home this weekend, and we talk now with the head football coach of the Broncos, Paul Merkowitz. Coach, I thought I talked about it at the top of the show. You guys might have played the best of all the three teams we're talking about today, and you're the only one that came out on the wrong end. But you gave number one, it sounds like, and it looks like all you had.
Yeah, I think so. I was really proud of our kids, and I thought our coaches did a great job, and the kids came out and played extremely hard. We just, to be honest with you, we just kind of ran out of gas, and you know, we weren't able enough in the second half to get, especially in the third quarter, to get much going offensively, they started to make some plays. They're a very good football team, but like I said, I was really proud of the way our kids played, and I think we played a heck of a lot better than we did against Dort, to be candid with you, and something we can build off of for sure.
Coach, I guess I look at time of possession, and you had them by 3 minutes. I'd like to know the last time somebody had Sioux Falls in time of possession.
Well, like I said, we tried to slow things down and hang into the game as long as we could. You know, the first quarter, number-wise, offensively and statistically-wise, not real good, but we were able to kind of keep them on the sideline and get through, that first quarter. We had the wind in our face that entire first quarter, and we were able to get some good things done, and you look at the stat sheet, we don't turn the ball over and we win the time of possession, we're going to be in a pretty good position to win the game, and in the third, I thought we were.
Coach Paul Merkowitz at Hastings College joins us. This is a football team at Hastings that had the lead late in the second quarter, 7-3. Now a nice drive, and Sioux Falls punches one in, but it's still 10-7 at halftime at home against the number one team in the country, and let's be honest, these kids have never been in that position. But then the third quarter, as you said, it did not start. You guys couldn't get anything going, and they hit a bomb.
Yep, and they kind of hit us. They hit us a couple times in the second half. They just kind of caught us in some coverage, and their quarterback's a heck of a player. You know, one of the things he did that made it really tough, he just bought himself a couple of more seconds. You know, we would be okay, or we'd flush him out, and then he'd still collect himself and still be able to throw the ball in. And so we were having to cover a very, very talented group of receivers for a couple extra seconds just because of his ability to extend plays.
Coach, it's always started up on the lines for Sioux Falls, and for you to not allow them to get a sack. Now, Troy was only 15 of 30 throwing the football, but still, no sacks in that.
Yeah, we had some guys up front really, really play well. Now, we wanted to get the ball out as quick as we could. We didn't move the pocket as much. You know, we showed them a lot of different things, guys. We were in formations and then the groupings we had never been in before. And, you know, like I said, I thought our kids did everything they could because it is a very solid defensive line. You know, to keep Troy, you know, and no sacks there, I was pretty happy with the way that they played.
Paul Merkowitz with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show after their loss to the number one team in the country in Sioux Falls. They're 2-2. They'll go to Concordia on Saturday, which has struggled here in recent memory. But before we talk about them, Coach, did all the flags in this football game kind of make it a long afternoon as far as not be able to continue momentum? You had 8. They had 16 penalties for 154 yards.
It was a tough game like that to kind of get into a flow. I think both teams, I mean, they really a lot of their penalties were just them jumping off sides. You know, we had a couple of personal fouls in there. We roughed a quarterback. We had some problems there. We had, you know, in the fourth, we had a couple of holding calls, 2 plays in a row. You know, so it was just really tough to get in a rhythm, I think, on both sides. You know, that makes it tough. 8's not a real good number for us. You know, we got to kind of stay away from that because that puts us in some bad down and distance areas.
Tony, if I was going against a quarterback that was throwing for over 300 yards and buying time, I might go introduce myself when I got a chance, too.
Yeah, there's any doubt about it. That's what you got to do almost. Coach, you know, 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago when we started this show, I got to think this is close. The gap has been narrowed greatly since you started this process in chasing these guys down.
I think so, because I'd be really honest with you. I think this is one of the best teams they've had. I mean, from a talent standpoint and some of the things they do. Now, it is early in the year, you know, so I'm assuming that they'll start to gel a little bit better as the season goes on. But, you know, I think to say we were in the game, anybody that was there, I felt we were. You know, like I said, it's something we can definitely build off of, but we've got to do that. You know, moral victories don't do you a lot of good if you don't play well the next week, and so we've kind of turned the page and then moving and get ready for Concordia, who's got a heck of a defense too. So we got to get ourselves ready to go.
Well, with Concordia, I'm guessing that you want to establish the run and try and get that back to where you want it to be the second half of the season.
Yeah, it's really going to be important for us, especially with the games that we've got coming, and we're going to see some really good defenses and some really good run defenses coming up. You know, we had some different wrinkles in that we were able to get to into the fourth quarter with Sioux Falls and had some success running the football. And so we've got to get back to where we were weeks 1 and 2 versus the way we've been the last couple of weeks. We've really struggled running the football here the last couple of weeks.
What does Concordia have besides that defense? What are you most concerned about, Coach? A little scouting report.
They really spread you out offensively, and you know, they're running their quarterback quite a bit, and so you just got to kind of account for some things. They've really kind of been scrambling a little bit. You know, probably the biggest thing concerns me is you know, they've been off a week, and I don't know what they've been up to. So, you know, I'm assuming that they were at our game with their off week, and so usually when you get a team off that, you get a lot of different things, especially this early in the year. So we got to be really prepared for everything.
Coach, kind of night and day between you and the Lopers injury-wise. Do you have anything to report there? You're in pretty good shape, aren't you?
Not really. You know, we were, knock on wood, you know, and we got to get through the week, of course, but I think we got out of this thing pretty good. You know, Pete Bach and our starting nose guard a little bit more banged up than what he usually would be, but I think he'll be okay for Saturday, get a couple of days, and but I think all in all, you know, we stayed, you know, healthy except for a few bumps and bruises and get healthy through the week and go into Concordia 100%.
All right, Coach. Daddy has a bulldog at his house. You're going to go play the Bulldogs this Saturday. Daddy, any advice on how to take care of a bulldog?
Well, they're usually sleeping. I don't know. Just let them sleep. Take care of them early, Coach, and
okay,
they'll just go to sleep.
Pat them on the belly.
There you go.
We'll
just rub them on the belly.
We're going to put that in the game plan. I like that.
Coach, keep up the great work. We'll talk to you after a win on Monday.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Paul Markowitz, head football coach at Hastings College. Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. Join us every Monday, as always, brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank, which means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, cares about what's in it for you.
You know, you mentioned, Doug, you know, in the first question, I believe you said something about that's the first time your kids have been in that position. You know what? It's just when you're driven to succeed, and the success Sioux Falls has, it just didn't matter. I mean, those Just do what we do. It's going to happen for us, and pretty soon they just pulled away.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Doug.
There was an exciting moment yesterday. The most exciting moment of yesterday was...
Leading in time of possession also are the Bees. Woodhead is in, second and nine. He'll scamper. Look at him fly. Here he goes for the touchdown. Danny Woodhead signed a couple days ago, a 22-yard touchdown run, getting right by McKelvin.
Danny Woodhead.
Coming in to fill in for Kevin Falk. Look at him make guys miss. He runs to daylight and gashes this Buffalo Bills defense, coming right into your living room and into the end zone for a touchdown. Patriots answer back.
Danny Woodhead, his first NFL touchdown. He didn't know how to celebrate, so he threw out kind of a one-leg kick.
Yeah, I don't know. He kind of did that Miyagi half deal.
It wasn't a karate kick, really, was it, Merritt? It's just like, I'm excited. Yeah! So Danny Woodhead gets his first touchdown. Pick him up on your fantasy team today.
You know what? I believe we had all the games on in front of us, and I first saw that. Actually saw the real play, and it was like, well, that's a different number, and he's kind of little. Maybe that's him. I think, is that Wood? I think it was, is that Woodhead is what I said?
Yeah, because he's wearing 39 now instead of 83, which right. I think is what he had with the Jets. So congratulations to Danny Woodhead. You know, that's awesome. All that is awesome. You know what else would be awesome? Winning $1 million. Because this week at Prairie Hills, you've got a chance to win $1 million. You can turn your $2 into $1 million beginning tomorrow and running through Friday. What you want to do is you come out for their hole-in-one contest. Qualifications start at 8 a.m. each day, so they're there all day. 8 a.m., 5 p.m., 6 p.m., they're there all day. The 20 golfers during this time period from Tuesday to Friday that get closest to the hole will qualify for the $1 million shootout Friday night, October 1st at 6 p.m. Now, the golfer that's closest to the hole out of those 20 during qualifications wins a one-year membership at Prairie Hills valued at $1,000.
Pretty cool right there.
But if you make it, $1 million. It has happened, folks. You've seen it on SportsCenter. You've seen it on the Golf Channel. It does happen. It costs you $2. You can take as many shots as you want during the week to make sure you get qualified. Get entered also into a drawing for a free membership. So they're giving away some memberships, one to the closest, one for everybody that gets in. Turn your $2 into $1 million. It's going on at Prairie Hills Golf Course at Pleasanton. Starts tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Stop by, go every day if you want, and get registered, get qualified. Could it be your day for $1 million? It would be so awesome. When we come back, it's time to talk Huskers. Plus, anything you want to talk about, Huskers, Lopers, volleyball, football, the NFL over the weekend, any college games, we'll find out how Daddy did on his selections. And I understand we have a second qualifier for the Pick'em Contest grand prize at the end of the year. All that and more next.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Monday night, it's an NFC North battle when the Chicago Bears take on the Green Bay Packers in the NFL's oldest rivalry. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason and me from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth live from Soldier Field in Chicago. Can Jay Cutler and the revamped Bears offense outsling Aaron Rodgers and the explosive Green Bay Packers? Tune in to find out. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Our hidden microphones have captured Doug and Daddy planning for their Pick'em contest every Friday. This is what goes on in the great minds of football prognostication.
Everywhere I turn, football, football.
Why must you needlessly complicate everything?
So I should probably pee first.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
We're artists.
Every Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show, you can pick against these guys, and you might win a Toshiba laptop computer at the end of the season. From ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550, that'll be a cinch.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures of around 79. Winds will also shift to the northwest this afternoon and stay at 5 to 15. Skies then stay clear tonight with a low at 50. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
falling asleep at the wheel again, baby.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Iowa State has canceled its road game at Utah next season. They're using that 9-game Big 12 schedule as an excuse.
That's a good excuse to use, I think.
Nice. Nice. They moved their home game with Northern Iowa from September 24th to September 3rd, which is where they would have played Utah. So they're going to play Northern Iowa, but not Utah, and they play Connecticut. For Iowa State, that's a pretty good non-conference schedule had they had Northern Iowa, Connecticut, and Utah all on their schedule. So there you go.
Douglas, I'm going to go to the email right now that we received. Can I do that?
Yeah, that's fine.
This comes from our friend Irish Ken. He says, I worked with an engineer several years ago from India. When he was faced with a problem he could not solve, he would say, I am not understanding of this situation. Well, that is about all I have to say about the Husker performance on Saturday.
I am not understanding of the situation. Family Guy premiere last night. Amazing Race premiere last night. Get that stuff off Sunday. I got football.
Undercover Boss premiere.
Yeah.
Okay. CSI Miami's moving to Sunday night next week premiere.
Boy, this is cutting into your
thank God for TiVo.
Special exfoliating.
And guy. Once again, Nucky Thompson.
Let's go into your picks, Daddy. How'd you do this weekend?
You know what? College, we were 2-2. We had NC State over Georgia Tech. We've got 9 points there. Didn't need them. Boom goes the dynamite. Looked good. Kansas was a winner, 42-16. They covered the spread by 4 or 5 points, depending on what you had that at. Those were the two wins, the losses. Florida was all over Kentucky early and often in that one, lost that one. And Idaho loses on the last play of the game or last 5 seconds.
Colorado State scores the last 10 points, wins by 2. Otherwise, you had the cover.
Yeah, that was disappointing. And then yesterday, you know, really not as bad as it sounds because I went 1-2 yesterday, although we did call for a money line play on Dallas, which got you back in the game a little bit. Still 1-2. Dallas was our winner. Tampa Bay and Carolina. Carolina had opportunities. It's one of those deals. These home favorites.
Well, if you're only going to give D'Angelo Williams the ball 10 times, come on. Really?
Totally.
And you know what? And then you miss Tampa Bay against Pittsburgh by obviously a long way. Who saw that coming with Charlie Batch? The questions are out there. Will Ben Roethlisberger? Yes, Ben Roethlisberger is going to start when he gets back. But that was the only kind of crazy line yesterday that didn't cover. I mean, you look at it and go, how are they only favored by that much? Now, I'm guessing Vegas did well yesterday.
No, I think they did real well. You had a hot team coming off of Monday night, and the 49ers, are the Chiefs for real? You know, that's a pro football question for you.
Well, San Francisco fires their offensive coordinator this morning. That's good for those of us that have Alex Smith in our fantasy.
You know, if you're Detroit Lions fans and Ndamukong Suh fans and you're following the Lions, you had two opportunities to get in the end zone. Should have been an easy cover for you. Instead, you scum out if you got to play with the Vikings. And, you know, if you got them, great. Go cash your ticket. You robbed them.
Yeah, whatever. If you had Buffalo, same thing. Let's take a look at how we did in Pigskin Pick'em, our contestant.
That's not true. Buffalo was in that game from start to finish yesterday.
It was 38-23. That's all I'm saying. Terry from Kearney. There's no need to sugarcoat this. Terry, congratulations. 9-1 should get it done every single week. The only game that Terry missed was Georgia-Mississippi State, which was pretty close the whole way. He got them all. I went 6-4. Daddy, you went 5-5 on the weekend.
Oh, that's no good.
And I missed the Cal-Arizona game by 1 point. I want that to be down on the record. Alabama-Arkansas. You know, very close there on an incorrect one. I took a few upsets. The only one we really blew was Notre Dame taking on Stanford. I had that. You had that. But Terry had Stanford. The points for the Husker game, they don't even matter. So that's where we set right now. And let's see. Overall for the year, Daddy well in front at 30. God, everybody's 30-12 but me. Did I have a bad week?
Yeah,
4-6, yeah. 4-6. I'm trying to finish. Oh, you went 7-3. Ooh, wow, that's pretty good. 6-4. And you went 10-1. Okay, but congratulations, Terry from Kearney. You joined John as two of the finalists for the laptop computer from Premier Rental and Purchase in Kearney. So you got that going for you. That's coming up, Daddy. What do you think?
Well, I think that's awesome. And
so are we 3-2 on the air? 2-2. 2-2. That's okay.
It's okay. Disappointing, really.
I want people to qualify, yet I also want to not be uncredible. Yeah. I want to hammer them. I want to step on them. I'd like to rely on you.
Crush them.
I think the only two times we beat the Callers because I won.
I don't think so. Merritt just shook his head, too. So
you know that's true, Merritt. You know it is. You know it is. 1-1? No? Okay. Well, you're always a winner when you go to Misco Sports Incorporated. If Kearney, they want you to see them before the games begin, before you head to the Husker games, because they have over 40 styles of Husker shirts, T-shirts, sweatshirts, men's, women's, kids. They're all there for you. They've got the Indomitian Sioux jerseys. And if you're not a Husker fan or you want something else in your closet, wear out to the cross-country meet that's going to be going on today at Kearney Country Club. Huge cross-country meet. It's kind of the pre-state. All classes are here. Boys and girls get underway at 1. Stu Pospisil is going to be there. Go see Stu. He's awesome. Men's college hoodies, 25% off. NFL hoodies, 25% off. So get your game on at Misco Sports. They carry brand-name clothing from Columbia, Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and a whole lot more. Be better equipped for the games you play. They're open 7 days a week, including Sunday, late night on Thursdays at Misco. Stu is going to join us on the show tomorrow. He's going to go to Awori Dunes today because he likes to go do golf stories because that's what he does when he's not doing high school stuff. So we'll talk to him about that. We'll talk to him about cross country. We'll catch up with him on his thoughts on football as well tomorrow. There's no Bo Pelini press conference tomorrow, so plan on hearing more from Bo coming up here in just a little bit. But there were some highlights, apparently, from Saturday's game.
A wing to the far side, Twins to the near side. Turn, fake the handoff. Tater keeps it himself, stood up to 25. The ball pops out at the 23. A pileup. South Dakota State says they've got the football, and they do.
A Wildcat formation. O'Brien splits out. Manette gets the snap. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. He stopped short of the goal line at the 2-yard line by Eric Martin. Martin brings him down. So South Dakota State tried a little wrinkle there on fourth and goal. And the Huskers, the black shirts, sniff it out, stop him.
And Martinez rolls to the near side, looking to throw, launches a pass downfield, complete. McNeil, 40, 30, he's off to the races. 20, 15, 10, he's caught, knocked down around the 3-yard line. 63-yard pickup, first and goal, Big Red.
Kenny to the near side, McNeil pulling to the far side, a snap back. The handoff to Burkhead, he's in, touchdown. Nebraska, Rex Burkhead rumbles in there, his third touchdown of the year, and Nebraska's grabbed a 6-0 lead.
Tater gets a shotgun snap. Here comes a blitz. Martinez able to loot it, looks downfield, throws it wide open as Reed makes a catch at a 5, touchdown Nebraska. Tater Martinez able to buy time. Reed was wide open down the near boundary, 33-yard score. Nebraska leads it 13-0.
Snap back to O'Brien. Sets, throws, little wide receiver screen blown up by Levante David. Tyrell Cool just absolutely got obliterated right there by Levante David.
Tanner gets the snap, steps up, throws, pass intercepted. Picked off by Domino. Domino to midfield, to the 45, to the 40, a flag comes out, 30-yard line. Cutting back to the middle of the field, he may score. He's to the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, but there might be a block in the back that will bring this football back. But Tanner Martinez throws his second pick of the day. And second and 5 from the Big Red 29. Play action fake. Looking long, throwing long down there to the end zone. The ball is intercepted, picked off by Alfonso Dinard. It's a touchback for the Huskers. Dinard, 3 straight weeks with an INT. O'Brien on the gun, trips to the near side. Gets the snap. Holds, sets, throws, pass deflected, picked off P.J. Smith. P.J. Smith on the deflection, grabs the interception, his third of the season. So the Huskers, for the first time since 2003, go 4-0 in the non-conference. They beat the pesky Jackrabbits of South Dakota State tonight by a final of 17-3.
We should be pretty fresh. We kind of had a day off today, right? Didn't we?
That's like the worst ever, isn't it? I mean, I'd have to go back to Jim Rose calling the Wake Forest game. I mean, that's what I compare. The Wake Forest and the Pitt win in Lincoln. Wake Forest there, the Pitt win here. As ugly games in the last 5 years. And those weren't...
Oh, I was going to say Oklahoma State.
But... Did you bring your present?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Don't talk about it. Don't say a word. Okay. We're going to talk about the Huskers. We've got a break coming up. And there's so much to talk about. Some people are already not on the Taylor Martinez bandwagon. Delusional. Here's what Delusional has said. Let's go to the email. I've waited until the non-conference was over to give a what I know about the Huskers. So here it is from Jim in Grand Island, our delusional Husker fan. 1, T-Magic is the right man for this kind of offense. 2, T-Magic is still very young and inexperienced. 3, our defense is good, not great, but we'll be getting better each week just like last year. 4, I'm a little worried about the linebacker position. Kind of weak there. Lots of injuries. 5, our defensive backs are very good. 6, T-Magic will not be able to beat teams with his arm, at least not on the long ball. And 7, finally, Niles Paul is still right on track for 14 fumbles this year. Great talent, but is going to make a bonehead fumble that will cost us a game this year. These are a few things I know, or at least I think I know, but then again, I may be delusional. Daddy?
I'm agreeing with him on all, basically every account here, other than I'm not as down on Niles Paul as a lot of people out there are. He seems to need to clean up. Yes, I agree that you can't put the ball in the carpet. I've harped on that. It seems like he's always trying to do something, get another 2 yards, and the ball, comes out. I think he's corrected a lot of the unfundamental things he did a year ago till now. So hopefully he won't put one on the carpet that makes us lose the game. But I'm kind of right on with delusional on about everything he said. Got to be honest with you.
All right, here's what Coach Bo Pelini said, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. Here's what Coach Bo Pelini said about putting in Cody Green, because Cody didn't get in the second quarter. He did come in on the 1 yard line, though, Tony.
Yeah, why was that a big shock there?
Coincidence, because he was coming in, and here's what Coach had to say.
I had no problem. If somebody's not doing somebody's not playing the best football, you got to go to the next guy. That's the same guy who's played very well for the first 3 weeks. He had a tough night. I can promise you the guys around him didn't do anything to make it any better for him. And we as coaches sure as heck didn't do a good job of helping the guy.
Merida, 888-455-ESPN. Who we got?
TB from Kearney.
TB from Kearney is on the phone line. Probably wants to talk Huskers. TB, what's up?
Oh, not much. Hey, I just want, first of all, to tell you, I try not to listen to people that think they know stuff about football and people that know things about politics, because usually they're wrong, either radio or TV, especially TV. So getting back to the deal with Pelini saying you shouldn't play these games, he's right, because he owes the state a bunch of money for all this pay-per-view that everybody paid for to watch this terrible game. getting to Martinez, everybody wants to apologize for this kid. He was 43% for the game against South Dakota State. Now, I don't think they got any Champ Bailey's on South Dakota State's defensive backfield.
Excellent point.
These guys are wide open, and he can't come close to them except throwing them to the wrong team. If you throw in Cody's 0 for 2, that puts him at 37%. Now, I don't know where you come up with this, but this kid is going to take us to the promised land. He can run the ball. He's great at running the ball, but he can't throw it in the ocean.
So what are we going
to
do?
Make an excuse for Cody Green that he always gets thrown in these hot spots. Hey, if you're a relief pitcher, guess what? They don't give you 3 batters to come up and warm up against. You come in, bottom of the ninth, their space is loaded, you better be able to throw the pitches. Same way with Cody. He's got to be ready when he comes in. Can't fumble the ball or can't throw it 10 yards over the guy's head.
That's actually halfway intelligent.
It's a good point. Well, that takes us to a guy that we don't even see on the field. So do you say stay with Taylor? Do you say stay with Cody? Are you a Zach guy? Well, what do the Huskers do if the quarterback position struggles like it did Saturday?
I'm going to go real simple, and Tony will understand this. Sometimes it's kind of like the Hangover movie. Sometimes you just want to go out and do some crazy stuff. We've tried the exotic stuff so far. Let's just go back to the basics and go back to Zach Taylor, or Zach Lee. And did you know what? He tore Arizona apart. Look what Arizona did this year. They're 4-0. Not bad. So I don't know what Lee did, but if we're going to need to throw the ball a little bit, they are going to need him before the year's over, because these other two clowns couldn't beat UNK throwing the ball.
TB, thanks for the call. Always appreciate it. 888-455-3776. Tony, it brings an interesting point, and I think it only because how good is the competition that Nebraska's played? Everybody wants to crown Martinez. He was ninth on the Heisman watch last week, which is insane. He doesn't have a good game. I kind of thought he was guessing out there. I think maybe that's an extreme point of view here as far as putting Zach in. I don't know why Zach fell so far out of favor. We have seen that Taylor is a good quarterback. I don't think they're going to pull Taylor Martinez. And obviously,
but right, 43% is not going to cut it
against South Dakota State. Now, as Bo just said, he didn't get a lot of help out there. Now, whether he's talking about running the football, pass blocking, receivers working hard, we're going to hear from Jared Crick. I got a chance to talk to him one-on-one for just a couple of moments. He wanted to get out of there, but he graciously said, "Yeah, hey, I'll talk to you. Just don't tell anybody else." And so we'll hear from Jared after the break. He was one of the guys that said, you know what, I think we all thought that every play we ran was going to be a big play, and we were and now not Jared. This is just kind of the feeling. Cody Green talked about it, is that maybe every time they were going to be able to make highlight reel plays instead of just running plays. And once that started to not work, then they kind of forgot what they were doing, and by then this game had already kind of went down the tubes by halftime, that they weren't getting anything done, and they didn't come out, which was kind of incredible. They didn't come out in that second half and make a statement right away either.
You know, I just – throwing the football is something that we never – we've thrown, what, one really good ball all year long, and it was the first week when Niles Paul caught the touchdown down the middle for about, what, 40 yards that Cody threw. Other than that, it's pretty much been dink and dunk under 15 yards completions.
The two nice passes that Martinez did complete was a 64-yarder to Mike McNeil, and then he did hit the tight end on a 33-yard touchdown pass in this football game. So,
how much yards after catch on both?
Well, a lot.
Right, but I mean, you're messing around under the 15-yard mark, I think, and trying to complete passes. You get Cody in there, you try and make a big play, you go to Brandon Kinney, and he just, for some reason, I don't know if he's forcing it, or for some reason the ball's... You go back to the Arizona, I concede the Arizona point of view. I was the first one to just shake my head in amazement of what Zach looked like against Arizona, because I thought it was total night and day from the rest of the year, and I was the first one to send you 100 text messages that night to say, and no, where in the world is this coming from?
And maybe one of the things is Taylor Martinez, obviously his favorite target is Brandon Kinney. That's the only kid he's really throwing the ball to, unless he has to scramble out. And Mike McNeil, he hit, and Kyler Reed, he hit when he was about ready to run the football. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. More phone calls, more emails coming up.
If a man's home is his castle, his deck is surely where he holds court. A century ago, men took to their decks to grease wagon axles or skin supper. Just because you use it for sipping tea or cooking on your stainless steel grill, that doesn't mean you should protect it any less. Use the same line of defense your forefathers have for 130 years, Cabot Wood Stain. Its deep penetrating pigments and oils make it a pro's trusted stain partner. Cabot, our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com.
When men get together, they relax over a cocktail and discuss the latest news from sports to pop culture. Now ESPN and Jim Beam have teamed up to bring this to life with the Next Round, served up by Jim Beam, featuring Scoop Jackson and guests. Just as friends talk sports and news over a cocktail at the local hangout, Scoop and guests do the same. The Next Round, served up by Jim Beam. Check it out on ESPN.com. Search Jim Beam. Jim Beam, the bourbon, says 1795. Please remember to drink smart. Jim Beam, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, copyright 2010, James B. Beam Distilling Company, Claremont, Kentucky.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. all handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures around 79. Winds will also shift to the northwest this afternoon and stay at 5 to 15. Skies then stay clear tonight with a low at 50. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 63.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, if you had to watch the pay-per-view from home on Saturday, at least you were comfortable.
Well, if you were in a Bruce Furniture recliner, you were.
If you weren't, if you were miserable on two ends, then you got to go see Bruce Furniture because their in-home trial period before you even make your purchase, they're going to deliver your sofa, your lamp, your love seat, even wall decor, so you can make sure it looks as good in your home and feels as good as it does in the showroom. Bruce Furniture makes shopping worry-free with the just right trial period for you. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, check them out at brucefurniture.com. Remember, folks, the price of a piece of furniture or mattress is the price. There's no fine print. There's no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons. There's no need to worry about it. Then they'll move away the old furniture for you and take it wherever you want. The auction, your brother-in-law's, the junkyard, it doesn't matter. It's Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and our friends in Alliance.
Folks, we'd love to hear from you. 1-888-455-3776. We appreciate you phone. Sometimes you get a hold just for a little bit. We don't make anybody mad, but
Tom and Hastings, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Tom, I almost am not reading this. Hey, Doug and Daddy, there was a player from North Carolina State that had major fumble issues, and they made him carry a football around campus each day, and the students and everybody else tried to take it away. If they did, he would run the stadium steps. I don't know if that would work or not. I know Niles Paul can carry a six-pack around without dropping it. Tom and Hastings. Tom, that was from, East Carolina? No, Eastern, God, what was it, Eastern Michigan? It's called The Program. It was a movie. Tom in Hastings. It was a movie, okay? Brandon says, if the Huskers are down in the fourth quarter and we need to pass to win, which quarterback will play? Taylor Martinez.
I'm
just telling you that's who it is. He's going to be a four-year starter. That's the way it's going to be. Let's go to the phone lines, 888-455-3776.
Jason from Ravenna.
Jason, what's going on?
Hey, not much. I was just going to make that point. Starting a young quarterback, we have growing pains, I truly believe. But the offensive line seems to be where I seem to worry the most. Seems like we still got a ways to go. I guess I just wanted to see what you guys thought of that.
Jason, thanks for the call. Barney Cotton taking care of that. Tony, what about the offensive line? I mean, when the play works, they're outstanding. When it doesn't, and think about some of the plays that have worked for Taylor and the run game. They're getting outside. The wide receivers are making good blocks.
I actually talked kind of in length with a buddy about this yesterday. A team like South Dakota State comes into your building. I don't know why we got to have a 72-word essay for the play. It's got to be as simple as 22 blast. 22 happens to be Burkhead's number. Whatever blast goes over the right, you knock him off the ball 4 yards, you get 5 yards of carry, and you go down the field and you score. I don't know why we got to be so smart and try and run all these fakes and zone read it outside and try and be cute. When you're playing a team like this, knock their asses off the ball and pick up some yardage. Go down and score a touchdown.
Well, remember, against Idaho, that's where Coach Pelini was very disappointed that they weren't physical, especially trying to kind of finish things off towards the end of the game, make your short yardage situations. Nebraska actually had Tyler Legate in the game a couple of times in a fullback position. I don't think Sean Watson has very many plays that run out of the I formation or run out of a power set. Maybe that's something they got to work on in practice. Should have by now.
Certainly looked good against Washington that drive before the half.
Let's go back to the phone lines.
Derek from Hastings.
Derek, what's going on?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're making it through another Monday. What do you think? What's
up?
Yeah,
I hear you. Well, hey, I just wanted to ask you guys. I was talking about this with my friends, and
I kind of thought that, in a way, I was happy that we did play that way on Saturday, because if we would have creamed them, and I guess if we would have had the same game we had against Kansas State or something, we would have got whooped. And I guess we learned a lot about ourselves and our weaknesses heading into Big 12 play. And I know last year we played terrible against Iowa State and thought we were done after that, and we go and win every game except the Big 12. So just kind of curious if you guys looked at it in that way, or everybody's all negative.
So. Derek, thanks so much for the call. Always appreciate it. Well, and this was something that's been brought up. Iowa State was a totally different scenario. Nebraska turned the ball over 8 times. It wasn't like they weren't moving the football. Now, yeah, they were way down in talent without Arnott and Robinson back there, but that was a different scenario. This football team wasn't ready to play on Saturday. And I guess that's one of those things where you say to some young kids out there, and you got a freshman quarterback, you got a sophomore running back, a Roy Helu, they concentrated on him. You guys only have so many opportunities, and think about it. When you're 18, 19, 20 years old, you're not thinking about that. You're thinking about what's going on after we blow South Dakota State out. I'm going here. I'm doing that. Tomorrow, this is going to be great. We got the day off, but here's what I'm doing with the rest of the weekend. Then all of a sudden, the game's half over, and it's 14-3, and you're getting your butt chewed in the locker room.
You know, I think the general feeling after the game was what Bo Pelini said. I think everybody was so disappointed. The feeling was much different, Iowa State. You were just sick. Remember that gut when you had the 8 turnovers, yeah, and we lost that game?
The feeling here is shock.
Disbelief, some disappointment. It's two totally different feelings after the game, at least from my standpoint. Now, Saturday morning, I'll be honest with you, and I don't remember the last time. I go back to Nicholls State. I told my dad, even Nicholls State, even games like that, it was a Husker Saturday. You know, you kind of had a little bounce to your step. You know, it was a fun Saturday. Saturday, I'll be honest, I got up, went fishing, and I said, boy, I'm just not fired up. I don't have any excitement for this game. I can't believe we're playing this game. That was my whole, and it never, and my, the intensity never picked up. Now, next Thursday night, the intensity is going to pick up. You're going to be pretty fired up at 1 o'clock. You know what, when we get done eating lunch next Thursday, Doug, and up till kickoff, you're going to be jacked up about going to Manhattan and those kids coming out of that tunnel and that opening kickoff.
You know what I'm fired up about tonight? Bull fries.
Ooh.
Chicken coop.
Two words, yummy.
Chicken coop and carne tonight. Bull fries and boneless chicken wing specials from 5 to 10. 40 cents for the boneless chicken wing, each one. Choose from any of their 13 wing flavors. And bull fries and french fries, only $5.99. Those are Monday nights in carne from 5 to 10. You can enjoy the full menu in carne and Grand Island 7 days a week. Lunch specials every day. Food and drink specials every night while you're watching Monday Night Football. You've got the Ryder Cup on this weekend. You've got the last week of Major League Baseball. A couple of pennant races. A couple of wild cards. Still right there. So, the place to be. The Chicken Coop. And don't forget, on Tuesdays, their wing in. It's not boneless chicken wings. It's the actual wings for only 40 cents. So wing nights Monday and Tuesday. Big Daddy wings. Larger than ever. Choose from any of the wing flavors. Mondays, Tuesday nights at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Isle. When we come back, we'll hear from Jared Crick. More of your emails and phone calls if you'd like to join us. We'll be right back.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up. Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmark. For more information, call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348 or on the web at CompleteNutrition.com.
A message to all of you who don't have blazing foot speed and supernatural strength. You're probably not going to get a football scholarship. But you do have a chance to win some tuition this college football season in Dr. Pepper's $1 million tuition giveaway.
go to drpepper.com. Tell us why you should be one of the winners. There's nothing like a free ride. There's nothing like a pepper. No purchase necessary. Go to drpepper.com for details.
When pain strikes, put on a Salon Pause pain relief or arthritis patch and join the pain-free movement. Salon Pause is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain relief patch. Two powerful active ingredients go right where it hurts, reducing inflammation and relieving mild to moderate pain for up to 12 hours. Millions are joining the pain-free movement. Now, it's your turn. Salon Pause.
Salon Pause.
Available at CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's anytime emergency glass service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Nothing gets the heart pumping more than pulling in a Master Angler bass or standing 20 yards away from a huge buck or even a boat full of college girls sitting in your new boat. But it all starts at the Boathouse in Grand Island. From live bait lures and boats to hunting decoys, scents, calls, and blinds, the Boathouse offers you the supplies to be successful this season. And don't forget, ask Tim about winterizing your boat. Stop into the Boathouse today, North Highway 281 in Grand Island, where the fun season never ends.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures around 79. Winds will also shift to the northwest this afternoon and stay at 5 to 15. Skies then stay clear tonight with a low at 50. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 63.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation on this Monday. Glad to have you along with us. Your thoughts, your emails, love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Going to hear from Brandon Crick in just a moment, but first,
I'm going to talk a little complete nutrition. That's right, the protein powders, protein shakes, they've got it all. Complete nutrition. Whether you want V-Core, Titan, Goliath, I know you don't know that because I don't know that. But Jeff and the gang and the trained professionals at Complete Nutrition do know that. Their mission is to help every one of their customers look better, feel better, and perform better every day. Located just north of Sunmart, right out in front of the Archway Plaza in Kearney. Hey, there's a new store coming soon to Grand Island. Service all your needs down there. Limited time only. 30% off all protein powders at Complete Nutrition. We'll call them 308-338-1FIT or online at CompleteNutrition.com. Check out what they have to offer. Tired of your kid being 145 pounds? He needs to grow some. Needs to put some muscle mass on. They've got what you need. Complete Nutrition is where it's at.
Folks, don't forget the Kearney Country Club will have all kinds of cross-country runners going today. Class A, 1 and 130, girls, boys. Then it's B at 2, D at 3, C at 4, the UNK High School cross-country invite. Had a chance to catch up with Jared Crick after the football game for a couple of minutes on Saturday and, still kind of in a state of shock.
When did you, on the sideline or on the field, realize that this wasn't going to be the game that everybody else thought it was going to be?
I'd say, from the get-go, they offensively we fumbled on the first play. That didn't help to kind of, set the morale back a little bit and set the tone their way. So, and defensively, they're coming out the ball hard. They're playing hard, but, we're used to that. So defensively, we didn't really – we just knew we had to go out there and do our job. But you could tell the tone of the game was, their way towards the beginning.
It had to be a different feeling in the locker room today than last week going out to Washington for the first big test. Can you explain what was different?
Nothing too much. Just pregame, we went in with the same mindset, just get out there and, you know, play Nebraska football. But after the game, you know, it was, you know, completely different than when it was at Washington. So, that's just the game of football, I guess, and just got to keep moving on and getting better for K-State.
Just because the offense didn't click, do you think the defense still played potentially good? I know it wasn't your best game, but what would you assess from your side of the ball?
I think we did all right. We made a lot of mistakes yet again, but, you know, they played hard. You know, give all the credit in the world to South Dakota State. They played extremely hard, one of the, you know, hardest playing groups that we've been against. So it was really good just to, you know, get after them and have them get after us a little bit, you know, give us a little adversity. So when we, you know, face this again, we know how to handle it right. So, you know, this was a good experience for us. You know, we'd like to, we came out with a, you know, a larger margin of victory, but definitely it's a win nonetheless, and we'll take it.
Last question. We heard it was kind of quiet in the locker room from the coaching staff. Now that you got a week and a half off before Kansas State as players and maybe as one of the leaders, where do you go from here?
Just got to get in the film room tomorrow, see our mistakes and correct them immediately. And once we correct them in the film room, we got to go out and put it on film there and practice, you know, starting Monday, just showing that we corrected our mistakes and showing that we want to get back after and get out there and just get after each other again. And that's all we can really do. We just got to go out there with the mindset that we got to put all this behind us and learn from it. And I think that's exactly what we're going to do.
That's Jared Crick from Cozad right after the football game on Saturday. But they also have to correct mentally. You can't correct that in a film room. You've got to correct mentally, and sometimes that's the hardest part.
You know. But I think so much, you know, when you come out and you set the stage right away, Doug, with that fumble, I really think that that's just an absolute killer. And I think you got to start off something positive. I don't care if you're playing South Dakota State. You got to build on something. It's tough to build on that start.
Guests on the Doug and Daddy Show are fed from our friends at Burger King with two locations in Kearney and, of course, the home of Jared Crick, Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. Try the ultimate breakfast platter, eggs, sausage, pancakes, hash browns, and a fresh baked biscuit. Maybe wash it back with some of Seattle's best coffee. Breakfast is served daily until 11 a.m. at Burger King. Tony, is there any chance that Taylor Martinez is not the starting quarterback against Kansas State? And again, that's way out there. What a difference a week makes.
I can't see how it could be. No.
Barring a practice injury.
Yeah. No. He's your starter against Kansas State. They're not going to do all this pre-game leading up to the Big 12, and now when all the chips are in the middle of the table every week, you can do something different. No, he's your starter, and I suppose they go back to apparently getting Cody in there. I suppose they'll continue to have the same mindset, get him a series or two in the second quarter.
I thought he'd get a series in the second quarter, and he didn't this week. I think there was a lot of things. A lot of people thought that they were going to get in the football game and didn't. So there you go. Don't forget Monday Night Football coming up on the program today. I do want to say one thing, though. You're a Cody Green fan. I'm not sure that Cody Green should be the starting quarterback for this football team. I will say this. Cody Green stood out there, and just for the fans that don't know, you can, on some of the websites, you can see the guys that stand up there. You can see Bo Pelini. You see the Husker Clicker ticket behind him. They bring up three or four players for the whole media. Sometimes it's requested. Sometimes, you know, everybody wants to hear from Taylor Martinez, and then they pick somebody else that had a big game. And it was like Rex Burkhead and maybe Whaley was up there. I don't remember who all it was. But Cody Green is always out in the ante room or the foyer or wherever you want to say out front there, and that's where Sean Watson talks to the media, that's where Carl Pelini talks to the media, Marvin Sanders, select coaches, and then players that you ask to talk to. Cody Green stood out there for at least 20 minutes. Now let me say that most of this, if it ain't a coach, 5 minutes is an eternity. He stood out there for 20 minutes answering every question that every reporter had to ask him. And sometimes you're over there talking to Sean Watson. Ooh, okay, I got what I need. I go over to Cody Green. Well, Cody's been talking for 5 minutes, and he may get the same question, just phrased differently. He never batted an eye. He never rolled his eyes to say, gee, McCon, guys, you know. He stood there as a mature collegiate football player and answered every single question. And he's done that every game, especially the first game when, you know, he could be down. He could be, I'm not going to get to play. He's in there. He does all that. He's joking around with Andrew Rodriguez, who is being interviewed. He's trying to pump his guys
up. Who's the first one out on the field when Martinez makes an 80-yard run?
Cody Green is there. He is showing leadership. Now, something that other people don't see. All of us ding-dongs get done with our interviews. The paper people have to go back in the press box and get things in for the Sunday paper. I'm done. I bring it back to the radio station and have all this here for you on Monday morning and for the show. I walk out, and we walk out the where the weight room is. I don't know if a lot of people know, but you go out of the north side of the stadium there, right by the track. And those players usually walk through the tunnel, get out of there, and especially Saturday, they're trying to find any hole to get out of there without getting bugged. I'm walking out. Cody Green is out there autographing hats and footballs by himself. Usually you say, oh, well, maybe he's with his family. Maybe he's with his friends. If they were there, I didn't detect it. It was a bunch of little kids and their parents smiling, trying to get a picture. He's signing all this, and this is at 10:30 at night after a 17-3 game where he got in at the very end and didn't get to do a whole lot. So say what you want about Cody Green as a football player, but Cody Green as a person could be as good a person as you would ever want on this football team. And that's stuff that people and the fans don't normally get to see.
Well, Doug, obviously, you know what, if you've never met the kid, I appreciate it. You know what, some of you people out there just would shut your mouths because you don't know anything about him, and you get to know him a little bit, but you got your little theories on things because you're smarter than everyone else out there. You know, let's be a little bit positive and upbeat about the situation. May not be a terrible thing. May not be exactly like going from Wade Phillips to Jason Garrett. I mean, it may not be a total.
The Cowboys won. The Cowboys.
Yeah, the
won.
Cowboys won.
The Vikings won.
And I, you know what? I'm just, you know, I totally agree with the Cody Green deal. And that's one of the reasons I've always liked him, because I've sensed that maturity. I've saw him, you know, do good things for not only on the field. And you know what? He's done some bad things on the field. He shot the ball 8 feet over Brandon King's head. Should have been a completion out to the 40-yard line. I see it. But enjoy Cody Green and the young man that he is, because there could be a hell of a lot more of him on that campus.
And he'll probably be getting a Brooke Behringer Award before he finishes things off. So I'm just saying, don't panic, folks. Nebraska's going to be fine. Nebraska is going to be fine, all right? A couple of more items tomorrow on the show. Among our guests, Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. We're going to talk a little bit of volleyball that went on. It was a perfect weekend. UNK and Hastings went 2-0. Nebraska won. Big matchups tomorrow night in high school. We'll talk about that. Wednesday, our Loper Link. UNK officially accepted the invite to the Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletic Association. So we'll be talking about that on the show as well. Always love to hear from you. Thanks to Daryl Morris and Paul Merkowitz for joining us on the program today.
Hey, we'll see you more tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show, 23 hours from now, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.